we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we are gearing up for something special. It is our special guest today is Nathan Salter of River Hours. River Hours is the local community currency issued usury-free in the Columbia Gorge region, Washington, Oregon area. And the entire intention of this broadcast is to elevate those voices who are actually doing something, that are actually, effectively they're involved in creating alternative systems. And as we often say with Bucky Fuller's quote, one does not change things by destroying the existing system. One changes things by making a new system, which makes the old one obsolete. So we are practicing being the change we want to see in the world, and not just, staying and just being nice, but actually developing systems whereby other people can be the change that they want to see in the world by utilizing those systems. If we build it, they will come. We have to build a better mousetrap, so to speak, prove that mousetrap works, and then the people will gladly occupy it, utilize it, and embrace it. Generally, this is all really just marketing. So with any sort of marketing, we need technology such as this broadcast to elevate those voices, bring them a place or a platform where they can discuss them. And I'm positive that, when we all cooperate and decide and have the intention to manifest a better way of life, we can make this all occur. So we'll be with Nathan Salter for the first hour and the second hour. We're literally loading up the wandering monks and heading to the airport from Denver International New World Order Airport and loading up and heading toward Tampa, where we will be bringing the solution of usury-free local currencies to the people. We're in communication with the organizer of Clearwater Hours. That is now starting in Tampa with the printer. I spoke to the printer earlier today, and everything should be good to go, that the print should be complete inside of 7 days. This whole thing was created. That's how quickly this revolution, this evolution of the monetary system can occur. We can provide abundance and a benevolent monetary system with that intention, with that cooperation, and then all of these local currencies can trade with one another, just like barter currencies or barter networks can interact with one another. It's similar to a timeshare, and our money is based on time. With a timeshare, they have them very common up in Florida, or up in the mountains, in Breckenridge. And so if you buy into a timeshare, that means you can, have like a house or a condo in the Rockies. You can have another one down in Orlando or on the beach, and you just kind of pick which one of those you want with your particular allotment of time. And some people like being in the mountains in the summer, sometimes people like in the winter, and vice versa with Florida. Commonly Florida's pretty oppressively hot, but there's some people that like to go during the summer because that's when their kids have off work. So we will discuss all these these things. And I heard my bumper music there. Okay.
Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers, but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils from Wall Street banksters.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we are making our way to Tampa today. And our very special guest this hour is Nathan Salter. Nathan, are you there? Nathan, are you there? Okay. Did you get the details to call him?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay.
I didn't get the number. Hang on one second.
So what is Nathan Salter is the representative for River Hours of the Columbia Gorge region, and they have a local currency operating just like Mountain Hours, just like Ithaca Hours, and as I've said often, it's important that because we're developing these systems, that we discuss with one another, talk about different means by which that we can bring this message to the people, what works, what makes people care, what makes people get confidence that the system works. Yes. So we're just discussing these different solutions and these different techniques to bring this idea forward. This movement during the Great Depression, there were 3,000 local currencies in the United States, because all a depression is a period of time when there's not enough money. Unlike what you'd see in the media, is that they're saying that there's inflation. That's not the case. There's deflation. People don't have money. So by introducing the local currency into the community, it allows people to get what they want more efficiently than it would happen if they were only just bartering. So the original purpose that the energy transfer technology of money was created was so as to make it easier for people to conduct trade, make their barters more simple. That way, you didn't have to find a direct partner. The currency was something that allowed those barters or those trades to occur more efficiently. So that's all we're doing, is where this system is proven effective. It's the entire reason why money was invented in the first place. So the other aspect of this is, in other circumstances where it's proven effective, is during Argentina's economic collapse right after 2001 with the collapse of their peso. Think of it, in a very short period of time, in a matter of months after their currency collapsed, the banks shut their doors down. They wouldn't allow people to withdraw their money for weeks. Just imagine what would happen now if that were to occur in the United States, But there's been warnings of that. That was the threat that they're making with the 2008 bailouts, So we are not talking about some kind of threat that is unthinkable. That's exactly what happened in the United States during the 30s, is they had a bank holiday where all of the banks shut down. So what we're effectively doing by setting up these local barter networks with a local usury-free currency, we're just building an economic life raft. We're just insulating ourselves from globalism. We are just being responsible. We're giving ourselves a community insurance policy, right? There's lots of fear out there. Well, let's rather than do nothing, let's offer our brothers and sisters peace of mind by creating an alternative system which is much more sustainable because it's organic. And another good example of how this was an organic and effective solution was in Turkey when they had an economic collapse about 10 years ago. Additionally, the Soviet Union. Maybe 20 years ago, that's what happened when the perestroika and I'm trying to think. It's good that we forget these things. Is that the Berlin Wall came down, and after the Soviet Union fell, there's a period of time where the Soviet dominant monetary system was no longer recognized. Well, the people organically created barter strip, and that's exactly what we're advocating. This is a time-tested, proven solution that absolutely positively works. The only reason that these societies revert back to the usury-based top-down system is that the governments require it for payment of taxes. Well, if there's a if there's an economic collapse, there's no way that on the bank holiday, how are you supposed to possibly pay your taxes when you can't even get your money out of the bank, So this is something that affords us the solution that works temporarily during a transition. It can work permanently. That's what we're really going for. We're going for a permanent solution or a semi-permanent solution where that we can transform from a maybe a local-based usury-free system just like we have right now to something more permanent. I want to check with the producer. Is Nathan on by chance?
Yeah.
He is. Yeah, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right.
Well, Nathan, if you could you give us a little bit of your own personal background? What brought you to the point that you cared about, monetary reform? What brought you to taking action on this solution?
Well, I can rewind a little further or way back and just let you know I have an international relations degree from Madison, Wisconsin, with an economic emphasis. So I've always been in, interested and concerned and, you know, tracking economic trends and you know, economies and just, you know, relationships between countries. And I've always had a kind of natural interest towards that. So I went to school, got a kind of an econ minor, and lived my life pretty much like we all do without even really thinking much about the Federal Reserve notes in our pocket and what kind of psychological tool they are. And so I didn't really know anything about the Federal Reserve. I just assumed, like most people, that the Federal Reserve is part of the government. They set interest rates, and you know, they're, no one really knows, you know, no one audits them, no one tracks their, you know, who they give the money to and stuff like that. But, you know, you're not supposed to think about that. And so I was right there in the pocket where most people are. And then this visitor from the Czech Republic, who was what most people would consider a conspiracy wacko, he checked out a bunch of tapes from the local library. And one of them happened to be the Money Masters. And so when he had to leave, he left this stack of tapes behind, and one of my friends watched it, and they were like, called me up and said, "You got to watch this video. It's mind blowing." And you know, people say that all the time. But so anyway, the movie was, or this documentary was called Money Masters by Bill Still. And
by the way, that's 3.5 hours long. So I honor your commitment to listening to that whole thing.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, in the time of sound bites, and who's got more than 2 minutes to read through an article, and unless the, you know, font's really big, it's kind of silly that 3.5 hours seems like an eternity for most people. But let me tell you, I learned more in 3.5 hours on that, from watching that, than I did in 5 years of schooling at a pretty good school. And most amazing thing was the level of secrecy and the way they went about establishing this so-called Federal Reserve, and how effective they've been over the last 100 years at keeping it out of curriculum. You keep it out of the news. You keep it out of any print. You keep it, you know, my other passion is editorial content of the media and how ownership affects that. And one thing the media can do, or what they can't do, is tell you what to think, but they can tell you what to think about. So, you know, you can't get, if you just completely ignore a subject, people usually don't think about it because they're not reminded, and it just doesn't come up on the radar. But, so the effectiveness of the Federal Reserve, their number one, achievement has been secrecy. I mean, for how much influence and how they affect everyone's daily life, they have remained completely unknown. And I think, you know, I would easily guess that probably 95% of Americans have absolutely no clue about the true nature of the Federal Reserve. So I watched this video, and it was very eye-opening, and so we got together, and I bought the first box of tapes. We bought 25 tapes and just started doing little house parties and just, you know, started distributing these things. And Russ kind of took off on its own, where we had a group of people that decided, you know, maybe we should make our own currency, and so that's what we did.
Well, that is beautiful to hear. I love it when people, it's one thing to be aware of these things, it's a whole other thing to take action. And the correct solution is local barter strips. We've got a break, we'll be right back. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universal.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collectors? collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are here to offer and create systems for our brothers and sisters so that they have abundance, so that they do not need to live in pain and fear. And a great activist who has taken action is Nathan Salter. He is our guest. Nathan, am I correct in understanding then that you were part of the original organizing group with River Hours? Nathan?
Yes, yes, sorry, I had my mute on. Ironically enough, I have no natural organizational skills, but I do provide some level of comedic value, I think, in some of the meetings. But I also understand that, you know, if you're going to push you try to get something going like this, the more people you have, even if they're not good organizers, they still bring things to the table. So I try to do whatever I can to help educate and spread the word and help the group be successful.
Can you sort of explain, like, what is the process in your system to bring new businesses on? Just as an example, in Mountain Hours, when a business basically raises its hand and says that they're willing to accept mountain hours, we pay them 20 hours, which is equivalent to $200, 20 hours every 3 months. And then the individual who referred that business would get 10 hours one time. So just within your system, how does the currency get to the businesses or to the people? How does that work?
Well, I got to say, you're nothing motivates like incentive, and that's a pretty good incentive that you guys have. We are all volunteer, and we don't offer any money to go out and recruit. We just recruit by, approaching businesses and encouraging people that we know who own businesses to get on board. And so we've been able to get, over 100, I think 75 to 100 businesses. My memory is correct. At certain points in time, it kind of ebbs and flows a little. We've been going for about 8 years, and it's steadily growing. But it's the way we recruit is mostly just approaching businesses as individual board members and trying to get them involved. And the key to getting people involved is getting them to watch that show, Bill Still's show, or there's a few other shows. If you Google currency documentary or something like that, there'll pop up 150 different documentaries you can watch that all explain kind of like the psychological aspect of money, because money is just a tool for trade and bartering, and it's really hard to trade 6 goats for something quid pro quo, because you might not need welding services, or you might not need a massage or something like that. So the key is to get people to realize that money is just a tool, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in the form of a Federal Reserve note. And so the way, I think the initial way people got on board was a lot of business owners that we invited to see the movie was that they would come and watch the movie, and they'd be like, wow, no brainer, easy sell. If you don't educate the business owners and about the nature of currency and how it can help stimulate local economy, it's almost impossible for them to consider it, because you start talking about the Federal Reserve. Well, up until about 10 years ago, up until about maybe 4 years ago, as soon as the 08 crash happened, people started looking at the Federal Reserve a little closer, and Ron Paul's been very effective at getting the word out and getting the first final audit of the Fed. And so now people are actually starting to think about it, because the news can't hide it all the time, because, the so-called liberal media, that's another big myth that constructs the matrix. Probably the most effective building material in the matrix is the media. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners, I don't know how many listeners you have, but I'm sure most of them understand the concept of the matrix that we live in. And the media pretty much is the main framing of the matrix. And so there's so much going on with the Fed that, the Fed kept popping up, and so people started thinking about it. And then once you start thinking about it and you had access to the Internet, you can start looking at things like Ellen Brown's Web of Debt, and you can start understanding what's really going on. So the key to getting new members and new businesses on board is just to get them over the eye-rolling part of talking about currency, and get them to understand how personal it is and how easy it is, and just to get them to think about it, because that's really the key to...
I'm going to have to cut you off there. We've got a break. We'll be right back with a long segment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hour.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yup, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. We get your people to chant.
You are listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, and we are just listening to the Wandering Monks. That is a song called Ancient Wisdom, and we are headed to Tampa to the Paul Festival, and the Wandering Monks are leaving Denver with us. We've got the right music, we've got the right form of monetary reform, and we're bringing all that to Tampa. And Nathan, have you ever heard of the Wandering Monks before?
Just on your, I saw them on your site, but I haven't tuned into them yet. So no, I haven't. There's a lot of good music out here. So
I mean,
wish I had time to listen to everything, but
We're real proud of them because they write music specifically about local currencies. And, yeah, so it's good because they, it's one of those things when you talk to people, some people don't want to listen. They don't want to hear somebody, you know, talk to them. But when they hear it in the form of music, it's a tool to unlock minds in a more digestible manner. So music is, an important aspect of the revolution, let's say.
Yeah, I've seen some really cool rap videos on YouTube talking about currency that are just really good, and that's another. I should probably try to find those and email them over to you. I'm going to email you a list of the websites that I usually look at, but that kind of helped with a variety of things. But yeah, it's music's it's a great voice because it's usually non-political and people. Not non-political. What am I saying there? But it's a great medium for education.
Yeah, it's a lot more digestible. With respect to, how you guys issue, because I'm just trying to show people there's different formulas, how the businesses get the currency or how individuals get it. So if you're a business in your region, in the River Hours region, how does the business get it and how much they get and how frequent do they get it?
Well, that's a good question. The other thing that I forgot to mention is that we actually charge people to join our membership. We'll charge them, used to charge them $40. I think it's down to $20, and we'll give them 2 River Hours to start out. So they'll buy $20, like 2 hours, and then become a member. So that's what we use to print the money with. And so, because since we don't charge interest and we don't, have any fees or anything like that, that's the only way we are able to generate revenue to do the stuff. Because most of the people in the steering committee and the group that put this out are living pretty close to the ground, and we have to work for a living.
Is that the only way currency gets introduced? Is when somebody signs up for a membership?
Yeah, basically, and we've got about $20,000 worth of River Hours in circulation, and so the every time someone joins, you bump it up a little bit, but tends to grow slowly because we didn't want to get into a situation where we were dealing with a 1.5 million River Hours and have it get out of control.
Uh-huh.
This is all very new. I mean, it's certainly not original. I mean, I just looked at your website and saw that my hometown where I grew up in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, had a depression script, which is another thing you don't learn. I mean, in school, I mean, when's the last time you had a class or do you ever remember having a class in school where they talked about money and depression script and how, what is the nature of money?
It's amazing to me. About, you hear all these stories of depression, and it was about FDR's gold confiscation, et cetera, but, and all, there's so many money documentaries out there, and they generally lead you toward the false solution of using a gold and silver-based system, but that money, that kind of, by definition, that money's scarce, and if the money's scarce already, the reason why people, during the depression, they went to barter script is because they were bartering because they didn't have enough Federal Reserve notes. So rather than bartering, which is difficult, they would create their own barter script and introducing it into that society, just as you're describing. Basically you can trade Federal Reserve notes for it. And effectively, the Federal Reserve note still is in that community, but now you're introducing new River Hours into the community as well. And then the cooperative, River Hours cooperative, then use the Federal Reserve notes in order to pay for the printing for the system. So now you're increasing the overall monetary supply, right? That's the whole idea.
Exactly. And what that does is it increases the velocity of spending, so to speak, because you need to have liquidity for a healthy economy. Because if you can't move your product, that's what so nice about Craigslist and other barter sites like that or classified ad sites like that. Craigslist provides liquidity for people's junk. I mean, I've bought tons of stuff off of Craigslist and sold a lot of stuff off of Craigslist because it's almost a form of currency itself. So introducing currency that is non-debt related into an economy increases economic velocity, which means bills get exchanged at a higher rate, and that's what you want. That means, you know, people are going to out to eat, they're bowling, they're getting their cars fixed, they're getting a massage, they're getting a windsurfing lesson, you know, you name it. And the more stuff changes hands, generally the better off people are, because when you run into situations like we do in this country where you have cul-de-sacs, also known as the 1%, you know, these people are taking all this money out of the middle class and they're just sticking it into Swiss bank accounts or the Cayman Islands, and then that creates scarcity for everyone else. And so we have a system based on scarcity and fear. And it, you know, I mean, if the ancient Greeks looked at our society, they would be horrified. They'd be like, oh my God, how did they let that happen? Because, I mean, we don't have to do any more inventing of any type of governance or anything. The Greeks had it figured out, and it worked great for until career politicians started. And because at first, you know, the Greeks were, the democracies were just lottery systems where you'd go represent your tribe for a year and you'd come back and you didn't have career politicians. But then all of a sudden that started developing, and then all, you know, it went to heck. So, the whole thing with currency on a local level, like the local currencies, is the local currencies help improve the local economy, because if you go to Walmart with a Federal Reserve note, 96 cents goes down to Arkansas and winds up in the richest pockets in the world, deepest pockets, and then, you know, 96 cents out of that dollar goes there, and then about 50 or 60 cents goes over to China, and, you know, 4 cents stays in the local economy. Where local currency, if you got someone that's has chickens and selling eggs, and they need to have something repaired, you know, and you have a welder and they have eggs, you know, you can trade those services. So the local currency allows you to, you know, provides liquidity for that exchange and facilitates trade, because people, the psychological component to currency has to do with the fact that people love to trade and they love to play. And it's, you know, money is like a reward for winning. It's like a competitive reward. It used to be physical strength. You know, the strongest guy in the tribe, you know, had, you know, the most horses or, you know, swords or whatever they used throughout evolution. But then technology came around, and so, you know, the guy with the bow and arrow could go to take the guy with the, you know, strongest club and, you know, knock him out, and there he was. You know, he became top dog. And then, so now cash, the guy with the most cash has more power, and that's, it's kind of a problem, because it takes almost a inverse, nature to get rich now, where before you did it on prowess, smarts, and, basically ethics. Now, in order to get rich, you basically, the less ethical you are and the more greedy you are, the richer you're going to get. And, so kind of drift off of your question, but,
yeah, I mean, fundamentally, the monetary, the top-down monetary system rewards, all too often it rewards the worst in humanity instead of the best in humanity.
Exactly. So for the last 10,000 years, or whenever fiat currency was invented, I think the human gene pool is going backwards. I mean, I know a lot of your listeners are pretty conservative, and, you know, they might not agree with this analogy, but under what conditions would a majority of people follow George Bush through a desert compared to someone like, you know, the crocodile dude that was, you know, just got killed by that stingray, but like a survivalist guy that actually knows what they're doing. You know, George Bush got to his power position through fiat currency. And that's what is happening more and more. It's like these leaders or so-called leaders we have don't actually have natural leadership ability. And that's when you have a person in a leadership role and they don't understand what it is to be a leader and they don't have the natural knack for it, they lead you into the wrong direction. I mean, you know, look at Ronald Reagan. First move that Ronald Reagan did, official move, was to take the solar panels off the White House and try to start the nuclear program again. So it's really taking us in the wrong direction, because we got to, you know, currency and abortion and gun control and the UN aren't going to make any difference in about 20 years, because if we don't figure out a way to get our environment under control in terms of the pollution and the serious problems we have with nuclear fallout, nothing's going to matter, because we're going to be so radiated that it's going to be just a real mess.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's interesting you brought that up, because in Washington, Oregon, that area, you guys are directly affected by what's going on from the fallout from Fukushima. So it's completely unnecessary that we have to kind of live in this. Basically, there's so many systems that have been corrupted, and the fundamental reason why those systems are corrupted is because of the monetary system. Once the people take back the monetary power, then they can finance projects which are sustainable, which are safe, which don't poison us. So it's so important that all of us get together, cooperate, and develop a better way forward, because what's going on right now just is not working for really anybody except the elite.
Yeah, and it's like the analogy that I just came up with a couple days ago is like, the 1% is the captain of a ship. The rest of us are the crew. And the 1% are saying, you know what, take those bumpers, the rub rails off. We want to extend our cabin a little bit, and we want to make it a little nicer. And people are like, well, we need those. And then they're like, you know, once they strip the rub rails, then they go down to the, now we're starting to strip the hull just so the 1% can build their cabin more fancy and opulent. And we keep pulling the planks off of our hull to throw at this opulent oligarchic, it's really a 0.001% is more accurate. And if this ship is sailing out into the ocean, it's not gonna float if we keep stripping the hull, which is the middle class, because it's not going to hold up the 1%, and the super rich don't realize that their wealth comes from a healthy middle class, and the middle class is not healthy anymore. So we're looking at some pretty interesting mathematical walls that we're not going to be able to get under and around or over, because these when you look at the debt growth, we're in a situation right now where it's basically impossible to repay the debts. And who are we repaying these? You know, who are we paying our credit card interest to? We're paying it to this group of private families that issue and print our currency, which Jefferson and all the founding fathers warned against. And it's really good for them for us to be in debt, but pretty soon there's going to be a come to Jesus moment where, you know, we're not going to be able to deny or hide this mathematical reality anymore. And, you know, there's Richard Wolff does a really good job. He's got a website, and he's an economic professor, and he's very realistic. And, Gerald Salente's got a really good website where he talks about economic trends and what the, they talk about these mathematical walls, and there's a wall we're facing And we can't keep going on with this Ponzi scheme, which is basically what it is. And it's going to come home to roost here pretty soon. I'm just amazed that it's gone on this long. But I think the reason why we haven't seen the big collapse that everyone's been predicting for 5 years, like even that guy from the Wilderness, Rupert, Michael Rupert, he's, you know, a lot of these people have been predicting this crash. But electronic transfers and electronic money is different from printed money. You know, in the Weimar Republic in Germany after World War One, they didn't have electronic banking and they didn't have electronic money. So everything had to be, printed, and you had to get right.
You know what? If I could, I need to catch up there. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
God, shine your light down here. Shine on the love, love of the loveless.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yo, 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 for the new emperor. Yeah. Yo, 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 for the new emperor. Yeah. Yo, 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 for the new emperor. Yo, yo.
You are listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. We've been joined with Nathan Salter of RiverHours.org, and we have a caller named Scott, and he had a comment with respect to, we were discussing this in break, that, you know, the biggest obstacle with the expansion of local currencies is that you can't pay for, you know, mortgages and gasoline and those sorts of things.
Scott, do you want to expand on that with respect to, I agree with you. That's how they take power, the dominant control system. Go ahead and expand on that thought.
Well, thank you. Yeah, local currencies, and they've proven to work wonderfully in history, and they can work wonderfully right now. The biggest obstacle is, of course, we cannot pay our mortgage on our house, or we cannot pay our rent, because who we're paying our rent to usually needs to pay a mortgage, and we can't buy fuel or gasoline with local currency. We always have to use Federal Reserve notes for that. But that is a power that's artificially kept in place that Americans could change. When in Washington State, when the last time we voted for president, of course, in my voter's pamphlet, there was the Republican candidate, and then there was the Democratic candidate. But there was also 11 other candidates, and the odd thing is when you read the platforms of the 11 others, almost every one of them had in their platform to abolish the Federal Reserve. Yet in the Democratic platform and the Republican platform, they don't even mention the Federal Reserve. I have to give kudos to Nathan as to how they hold so much power by omitting information, either in the school systems or on the media. But we do have a choice. People have a choice every 4 years to abolish the Federal Reserve by casting a vote for a CEO, that is a chief executive officer for the United States, the president, to abolish the Federal Reserve. And with the power of executive orders, which he has through the War Powers Act, that could be done with a swipe of a pen. Yet the American people keep voting every 4 years to put an executive officer in the seat who supports or actually work for the Federal Reserve bank owners, which, you know, the Rothschilds administration, and they own the corporate America. So it would be great if people could choose to get abolished this all in one swish very quickly. It's just hard to educate folks, get them to choose differently. And that's my comment.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your comment. And Nate, do you have a response?
Oh, he's right on. I couldn't agree more. That's a pretty important thing to mention, because the problem with local currencies that they all have is they have these cul-de-sacs where there's a certain, like, organic food store or some other, masseuse or something like that. They'll take 100% of river hours, and so if people have a big wad and they want to get rid of them, they know they can go to this one place, but then that certain store or person might not need, $700 worth of river hours because there's not quite enough options to spend big chunks of it, so they'll develop these cul-de-sacs. And so what the key to these local currencies is if the local government will take, it's like 5% as a like a property tax payment. I pay over $6,000 a year for property taxes in this town where I live, and I don't have kids or anything like that. So if they take property taxes or some other type of like a water bill or a utility bill, and if we could spend them that way, you could reduce these cul-de-sacs and create this circle. And once you get the circle going, you'll have more velocity than you'll know what to do with, and you can make prosperous communities wherever you want to print your own money.
I agree 100%. The time went too quick. Thank you, gentlemen. We are out of time.